Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
15 to 15. Are you there? Listen to this. It says, now we exhort you. That means we're encouraging you. We're lifting you up. Listen, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. And then it says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Wow. We are told to warn those that are unruly. Is that a command? Wow. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you got to go tell somebody they're doing wrong, it could be a sticky situation. Right? But the question always comes back to is, who are you afraid of? God or man? Exactly. I told you a couple of weeks ago, or the other week, is that the fear of man maketh a snare. Whenever God tells us to do something, we fear man and don't do it. But that's affecting us, as we found out in Ezekiel. When He tells us to do something and we don't do it, that's called what? Disobedience. And do you think there is a consequence for disobedience? Yes, major consequences. But then He tells us a personal warning in verse 15. He says, see that none render evil for evil. Wow. Somebody say, oh, you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You did this to me, I'll get you back. It says, don't render evil for evil. It's easy to retaliate. That doesn't take no strength. It's almost like a reflex. You ever seen the doctor take something and hit your knee and it moves up? That's what retaliation is. When somebody hits you and you hit them back, that's automatic. The flesh is going to do that. But when you're in the spirit, you're not going to do it. So the warning is, we need to warn those that are unruly and to comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak and be patient toward all men. Now, what are our responses when we hear the warnings from the Lord? We have two responses. We can heed the warning or we can ignore it. Now, there's two examples I want to give you. If you follow these examples, man, we'll learn a lot. We do not want to respond the way Eli responded. Anybody hear of Eli? We want to respond the way Noah responded. So we don't want to respond the way Eli responded. We want to respond the way Noah responded. Let's look at the bad way first. Now, I'm going to give you the scriptural reference. You need to go home and read this entire story to get everything out of it. But 1 Samuel chapter 2, we're not going to read this, I'm just giving it to you. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 11 to chapter 4, verse 22. You think that's a lot of reading, but it's not. They're short chapters. Here's what you'll find in here. I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. Eli's sons were unsaved and regarded Baal as the true God. They stole the offering from God and they bullied the people of God. They committed adultery right in the tabernacle. Goodness gracious alive. They caused God's people to transgress. Eli's sons are killed in battle with the Philistines in one day. Eli falls from his seat, breaks his neck, and dies. And then his.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.